I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a presidential memorandum that will potentially put $50 billion of new tariffs on Chinese imports over forced transfer of intellectual property. Ahead of the announcement, Grace Lee reports that China called Washington a repeat abuser of trade rules and said it was America who had seriously damaged the fair nature of international trade.
This comes after China won a dispute with the U.S. on Wednesday over solar panel and steel tariffs dating back to the Obama era. China has repeatedly said it does not want to fight a trade war, but has promised to retaliate on Trump's tariffs.
At least 14 people have been killed and 10 others were wounded in a car bomb blast near a hotel in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu. Captain Mohammed Hussein said the explosion occurred near the Weheliya Hotel on the busy Makkah Al-Mukarrama Road. The road has been a target of attacks in the past by the Somalia-based extremist group Al-Shabaab, the deadliest Islamic extremist group in Africa. Germany's justice minister said Thursday that she was calling in Facebook's European leadership to explain the scandal involving data mining firm Cambridge Analytica and detail whether German users' data was affected. Katrina Barley, who is also responsible for consumer protection, says she wants comprehensive information from Facebook, including whether German user accounts were affected and what Facebook plans to do to prevent repeat of such instances. In addition, the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee has called on Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg to testify. This is VOA News. Election authorities in Sierra Leone accused the police late Wednesday of intimidating staff and obstructing their work as they prepared for next week's presidential runoff vote. The National Election Commission said officers entered its offices unannounced and at random. The police have declined to comment. Democrat Representative Gerald Nadler criticized U.S. President Donald Trump's assault on Special Counsel Robert Mueller and his Russia investigation. The president has frequently called the investigation a witch hunt. Nadler called the president's remarks a threat against the rule of law.
These statements are threats from the president of the United States against our rule of law. They specifically target Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who is charged with investigating allegations of serious crimes against the United States.
Nadler urged the president not to meddle with the special counsel investigation and that the special counsel should be permitted to complete its investigation wherever it may lead. The United Nations says Saudi Arabian airstrikes are to blame for most civilian deaths and injuries in Yemen. Lisa Schlein has that story from Geneva.
Yemen is entering its fourth year of conflict, a conflict the United Nations says is getting worse with no end in sight. In late March 2015, Saudi Arabia began bombing Houthi rebels in support of the government. Since then, the UN Human Rights Office has verified 6,100 civilian deaths, more than one quarter of them children, and nearly 9,700 injuries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy is being formally investigated over allegations his 2007 election campaign received funding from the now-deceased Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Anna Bevan has that.
After 2 days of questioning in police custody, Sarkozy has been told he is formally suspected of passive corruption, an offense that carries a sentence of up to 10 years in jail. The issue at hand is a murky affair of Libyan spies, arms dealers, and allegations that Gaddafi provided Sarkozy's election campaign with millions of euros shipped to Paris in suitcases. Sarkozy has denied all wrongdoing. He told France's Le Figaro newspaper the accusations of illicit funding are a web of lies that have made his life hell.
That was Anna Bevan. Syrian rebels and their families boarded government buses before departing a besieged town in eastern Ghouta suburbs of Damascus on Thursday, in a deal that could see the bombed-out town handed over to the government following years of siege. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile application. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music today. The voice of America. VOA.